Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky was well represented at the 91st Annual National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, Indiana, October 24th through the 27th. State Executive Secretary Matt Collis says Kentucky FFA members competed in a number of national contests.
We have four national proficiency finalists. Connor Richardson from Campbell County is going to be our national officer candidate, so we're excited for Connor and pulling for him. We have several teams competing in national career development events.
Collis adds there were several teams that competed as well.
Agricultural communications to livestock judging and parliamentary procedure and just about everything in between. And then we have, an all-time record number of students competing in the agri-science fair for us. I think we have a total of 29 students competing in agri-science fair. So we're really excited for them. And
he notes with the National Convention in Indianapolis, FFA members from the state have a chance to attend.
Due to location, have a great number of folks that go to convention. It's always hard to get a real good handle on that. We think there's somewhere probably around 1,500 to 2,000 Kentucky FFA members that get to attend the convention. The opportunities for them in terms of personal growth and leadership development and interact with agricultural companies and future employers. So there's some really good opportunities for our members, and we're really blessed that we're that close and so our folks can attend.
We'll have more in a moment.
40 years of the greatest show on dirt. The North American Championship Rodeo returns to Louisville's Freedom Hall November 8th through the 10th, 7:30 nightly. Come on out for all the action, including the bull riding. Ticket prices start at just $10 all three nights and are available at Ticketmaster.com. The rodeo's just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Exposition. Visit livestockexpo.org for more information.
Collis says FFA members that attend the National Convention have a chance to see the big picture of agriculture.
For those members that have never been before, it usually the thing they say again and again is, I just didn't realize how big FFA was. I didn't realize what the impact was. And so particularly folks from smaller towns, smaller chapters, it's an opportunity for them to see that they're not alone, that is much bigger than them, and also to see the opportunities. They get a chance to interact with some of the big ag companies from, you know, John Deere and Monsanto all the way down to some smaller regional kind of companies.
The ad to convention also served as the final official event for Kentucky's national officer, Gracie Furnish from Harrison County.
She's serving as the Eastern Region Vice President for National FFA. She's just done an awesome job representing her state and Kentucky agriculture throughout the past year.
We'll have details about any winners on future editions of this program. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.